is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, locked in, listening all over North America. Consider this halftime of the show because it gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I am so happy to be in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm on Peachtree Street. I'm in Midtown Atlanta. I'm in the center of it all. I'm happy to be in Atlanta. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you for listening. You don't got to be in New York. You don't got to be in Atlanta. You're here. That's all that matters. You're in your car. You're at home. You're at work. You're making money. You're relaxing. You're in the car. You're sick of that person in front of you. Maybe you're sick of that person in the car. Shout outs to the Uber drivers, the Lyft drivers. If you're in an Uber or a Lyft right now and that driver's treating you good, make sure you give them a tip. If you're a driver and you get a tip, make sure you send me some money, okay? Anyway, I'll be here for the next 2 hours. We've discussed a lot. Thank you to Jerry Palm for coming through to talk some college football. We talked about that Thursday night football game last night between the Seattle Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals. We talked about some of the injuries in the NFL. Brock Purdy is on his way back. Jaden Daniels, he's not. You don't expect to see him on Sunday. We talked about some of the big matchups this upcoming Sunday in the NFL. The Ravens and the Chiefs, somebody's going 1-3. It stinks. And then we talked about Green Bay. That's Sunday night football. We got the Green Bay Packers and Micah Parsons getting ready to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Dak Prescott. I don't want to say your days are numbers. That sounds kind of ominous, but you're going to get your ass whooped, buddy, okay? Mike is coming for you. You can always listen to this show on the free Audacy app. Put it on your phone, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM. It's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You want to hit me up? You can. I'm on social media. I'm on Twitter and X or whatever it's called. I'm on Instagram. I am at JR Sport Brief. Happy Friday. So much to do. So much to discuss. Botcher, we've been here for 2 hours already. Like, that's not a time flies when you're having fun, right? Is that how it works?
Time flies when you're hating on Jerry Jones.
Oh, ouch. Ouch. Well, being honest, telling the truth, right? Just being honest.
Oh, yeah. He needs a slap of reality, and nobody will do that.
Nobody can. He's an old man. Who's going to slap? You can't slap an old man. It's called elder abuse.
Yeah. Well.
Right? You can't slap.
Yeah. Him. You can't in public.
Oh, ouch. Hey, but you know, one of the best Chris Rock jokes. Oh, here I am. I'm going to get in trouble. Here I am. It's been about a year and change. Here I am going to get in trouble. Botcher, there was a Chris Rock joke at one point. Tell me if you've heard it. His whole point was, you're not supposed to hit people, right? You teach kids that early. You keep your hands to yourself. You don't hit anybody, right? Would you agree? Like, in a general sense, you don't put your hands on people?
Yes, you never hit anyone.
That's right. Keep your hands to yourself. Chris Rock said, listen to me. Chris Rock said it, not me. He says, you're not supposed to hit people. But he said, there's a reason to hit anybody. That's what Chris Rock said. Do you agree with that? You get in trouble.
Yes. There's some factors outside of just breathing that people deserve to be hit.
Yeah. You're not supposed to hit anybody, but you can always have a reason. You're not supposed to, but there's a reason to hit anybody. That's what Chris Rock said. So when it comes down to Jerry Jones, we're not advocates for violence. He just needs to get hit with the hypothetical reality stick, okay? I think we can all get hit with the reality stick here. And maybe he's too far gone. Beating him with the reality stick wouldn't do anything. Not at all. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Somebody else getting hit with the reality stick. Oh, my goodness. Oh, horrific, horrific, horrific. He's a punching bag right now. And I know this man got some tough skin. He got some thick skin. Oh, man. It's Russell Wilson. Every single season, Russell Wilson's getting hit with the reality stick. And we discussed it earlier this week. We know the deal. Jackson Dart is now going to start for the New York Giants. Russell Wilson has been told, hey, sit your behind over there. We don't need you. The New York Giants went into the season with Jameis Winston, a former starter. Russell Wilson, the starter, and Jackson Dart, never thrown a pass in the NFL. They told Tommy DeVito, see you later. We don't want you. Forget him. It took three games. It took the New York Giants going 0-3 for Brian Daboll to say, all right, I've seen enough. Have a seat. Goodbye. Russell Wilson got benched, and he's been positive about this. Okay? And then we got to Thursday Night Football. We got Richard Sherman, his former teammate, who sits down on Amazon Prime and opines about what's going on in the NFL. Good for him. Congratulations. And then we got Tony Gonzalez, one of the nicest guys ever. I attest, Tony Gonzalez is a very nice guy. Tony Gonzalez just was like, hey, Russell is, he killed his own Hall of Fame chances. You got Richard Sherman, who played with him. He's basically like, yeah, he went to the Super Bowl because of us. He's not a Hall of Famer. Ouch. I remember once, shout outs to Richard Sherman. Shout outs to his brother, Brenton. They invited me to their celebrity softball game a million years ago. Russell Wilson was one of the participants. It's his teammate. How are you not going to invite Russell Wilson? But it seems that over the years, even Russell Wilson's teammates kind of looked at him as a little bit of an outsider, like a teacher's pet, like a goody two-shoes. I mean, we even heard this when he was in Denver. His first season, moving into his second season, Sean Payton was just like, nah, we're not doing that. Like, he had his own office in the facility. Like, what are we doing? Man, stay in the locker room with everybody else. You ain't better than anybody, Russell Wilson. He basically whined and said he didn't whine his way out of Seattle. Oh, I don't want to be traded. No, I didn't look for a trade. Not me. My agent did it. Not me. I'm a good guy. It's my Russell Wilson voice. But anyway, now that he's been benched, it's open season on Russell Wilson. Okay, last year the Steelers didn't want him. Right now the New York Giants don't want him as a starter. Sean Payton didn't want him as a starter in Denver. Man, he should have just stayed in Seattle, right? Shouldn't have complained. Maybe he'd still be there. Last night, as we saw the Thursday Night Football matchup with the Seahawks, Russell's former team, against the Cardinals, I told you we heard from his teammate, Richard Sherman. Listen to what he had to say about Russell Wilson.
I agree. I think you got to judge his career off when the Legion of Boom was there. He had a legendary defense, an all-time defense, and how much success he had. And then without that legendary defense, the success he had. Without that legendary defense, he's been 4-11, 7-8, 0-3 to start with the Giants. Like, he was a winning football player in Seattle, and people said, hey, winning is football player, all this good stuff, all these accolades, and now you get to go on your own and you get to prove, hey, I'm this great quarterback. I'm this guy that's going to be dominant. And it just hasn't worked out that way.
Oh, damn. Russell Wilson sitting at home watching football. He's like, me? What? Like, me? He's like, damn. He's like, you know, Bacha, how many expletives is he screaming under his breath? Or is he that good of a guy?
Russell Wilson, he's probably just, there's two options. He's either not watching football at all, or he's not saying anything. He's just staring at it, knowing and hating his old teammates in Seattle.
He's like, this guy, he's like, Richard Sherman is killing me right now, my former teammate? Gosh darn it, golly. Or is he really swearing up and down? And listen, I don't care what Russell Wilson says publicly. He can't be happy hearing things like this from a former teammate. He can't. He has to be cursing out Richard Sherman under his breath. Like, he is a human being. I know he likes to act like a robot. But Russell Wilson, just a couple of days ago, after being benched, the man is just so positive. He's like, yeah, I'm not done in the NFL. I know who I am. I know what I can accomplish. Listen to this.
I'm not done. I got so much belief in myself and know what I'm capable of. I believe I was able to show it, especially, you know, on the road in Dallas and everything else. I know that can help this football team, you know, if that comes up. But, you know, I think also, too, just for me mentally, you know, just have the best practice. You know, have the best workout session in the morning.
Oh, my God. Maybe this is why guys don't like it. Maybe this is why people look at Russell. It's just, can you be human? Did he? I don't even think he said this sucks. And I don't think anybody would fault him if he did. He said, I suck. They benched me. I got to accept the role and move forward. They're like, come on, man. Always shoveling crap. And so it's not surprising to hear Richard Sherman be honest about anything. He speaks his mind. The guy spoke his mind when he was on the field, and he's speaking his mind on TV. Good for Richard Sherman. And then we got Tony Gonzalez. He is a nice guy. Okay? And it didn't seem like he was trying to act like one when he played. Doesn't seem like he's ever tried to act like anything. He seems like a natural, right? He's just being Tony Gonzalez, just a cool, smooth guy. Last night, even Tony Gonzalez looked at Russell Wilson and said, damn it, this guy's career is going backwards.
Do you think we've seen the last of Russell Wilson?
Honestly, I hope we have. And I say that because I just looking at him and his career, his legacy, like you talked about, if ever there was somebody who played himself out of a Hall of Fame, it's Russell Wilson. I just don't know if it's going to get any better. And I don't want to see him on a sideline holding a clipboard. And I don't know how's it going to get better.
You're right. Tony Gonzalez sat on TV last night, or whatever it's called, is Amazon Prime. Is it TV? Is it a tablet? Is it streaming? I don't know. Tony Gonzalez sat on the broadcast and said he hopes that Russell Wilson is done. Damn. I know Russell Wilson's sitting around going, why me? What are we doing? Like, can I catch a, is this like open season on me? Now, he's still a professional athlete. This has to be a motivating factor. Russell Wilson is 36 years old. He's not getting faster. He's not getting more nimble. He's not escaping a pocket like he used to. None of that is going in a forward direction. Matter of fact, the guy's going to be 37 years old at the end of November. He ain't getting younger. Like, let's keep that. He might look young. This guy ain't no spring chicken in the NFL. Okay, everybody can't be out here being Matthew Stafford and Aaron Rodgers. And think about it. These are two guys that historically, especially Matthew Stafford, he's a pocket passer. He can still go out there and fling the ball. Aaron Rodgers can't move around the way that he used to. But this guy is the most efficient quarterback that we've ever seen in the NFL. Russell Wilson, a big part of his game was his ability to escape and roll out of the pocket and throw a deep ball. Well, he can't roll out of the pocket and run forward anymore. Those days are over. It's done. I can't believe Tony Gonzalez says, I hope it's over. We don't want to see him holding a clipboard. Damn. Russell Wilson said it's not over. He says, look, I've been benched, but I'm a Boy Scout. I'm a good man. I'm a leader.
The best thing I can do is lead from the front. You know, I thank God every day I get to do what I love to do and play this game with guys that I love and enjoy and being around, the locker room, the teammates. We've had three tough games, obviously, close ones in fashion and three really good teams. We didn't get it done.
Boncha, does he have AI in his back pocket?
Do you think he, like, reads? I don't think it's AI. I think he scripts his press conference answers the night before.
Yes. Yeah, he does. Boccia, this man sits down. He sits down with five publicists and a crisis, a counselor the day before these things. And he tries to schedule. You are 100% correct. You hit the nail on the head. I've been saying that for years. Russell Wilson is Hollywood, okay? He's red carpet. He is meticulous. He has handlers. And this is why I've said this about Russell Wilson. Boccia, I'll tell you this. I don't do it as often because I'm like, why am I standing out here? I can reach out and call people, and I don't need to do it the same way that I used to. Thank God. I used to be on red carpets. I used to go to the ESPY Awards, Boccia. I used to go sit inside and hang out and mind my business. But I used to do the red carpet, okay? And I'm not at the front of the red carpet hanging out with Entertainment Tonight and all these other places. I'm towards the end. Boccia, a lot of the athletes, most of them, they'll treat you like a human being. They'll come, you say hello, they'll say hi, they'll this and that, da-da-da-da-da. You know, some of them have publicists, some of them don't. You know, just looking to chat. Why not? Why walk the carpet if you don't want to chat? I get it, you can't talk to a million people, but why bother? Botch, I've interviewed him, met Russell Wilson. Got no problem with the guy. I think he is a generally nice guy. But I just don't know if he's authentic. That's my opinion. I could be wrong. Botcher, he is the only human being, one of the few human beings, that walked by. I said hello and asked to speak with him. He looked at me like I had a third eye. And then looked like he needed to confer with like four different publicists as to whether or not he should speak to me. I said, who the hell is this guy? Like, what the hell is this guy about? And so I was just like, nah, I don't. If you have to speak with 20 different people before you speak to me, why do I want to bother talking to you? And so you are 100% correct. He needs to talk to people before he brushes his teeth at night. Is this the perfect time? Will I be criticized if I brush my teeth? Do I brush my teeth, after dinner, in the morning time? Do I wait for after breakfast? Do I do it once I get up? Like, these are the things. He has somebody helping him all day long, Botcher.
My issue, though, is I feel like Russell Wilson is one of those few people where after he's done playing, he'll start a podcast.
Oh, no.
And completely flip. And
he's going to be a bad guy?
I think he's going to be a bad guy.
He's going to be like, what, John Cena, huh?
Yeah, but that got killed pretty quickly because it was a bad storyline. So he might podcast for, I don't know, 6 months and just talk trash about the Legion of Boom.
You think Russell Wilson, whenever he's done, is going to wake up and be a bad guy? He's going to sit down and become, what, Patrick Beverly of the NFL?
That would be the best outcome for Russell Wilson. Because
it'd be entertaining.
It would be entertaining. And I think it would help him make money if he wants to be a podcaster or an analyst.
No, he's gonna sell more children's clothes with Nike, I guess. He's gonna sell inspirational books. Maybe he starts a Power of Positivity podcast. He's not gonna become a bad guy. He's not. It'd be cool if he did, right?
Yeah, that would be entertaining, and nobody wouldn't expect it. You would. Maybe he invites Richard Sherman on. And they have a full heart-to-heart about what happened.
This is like Shaq and Kobe. What is it? Shaq and Kobe did this a few years ago. Well, a bunch of years ago, right? Didn't they do that on NBA TV?
They did. So I think if he pursues it, I know he has the PR team trying to make him look like the greatest guy in the world.
Right, right, right.
If he were to just allow himself to be a normal human.
A normal, how about that?
Yeah. It would be entertaining.
It just sucks. It doesn't appear that it's going to happen. Let's hope. I don't know. It's just crazy. We got a nice guy, and even a nice guy, a real nice guy. I think a genuine nice guy. You see, Tony Gonzalez is a nice guy that, you know, he's out here swearing and cussing up a storm. He's like, man, get out my face if he's walking down the street. Tony Gonzalez seems like a nice guy, but he seems like a real guy. Russell Wilson just walking around like there's not a fault in the world. Like, everything is perfect. Everything is perfect. Everything's fine. I'm great. I got benched, but it's great. I'm a leader. I'm going to lead from the front, not the back. No, not as the bench guy. No, sir. I can't wait to see what Jackson Dart does on Sunday. And you know the cameras is going to be on Russell Wilson. That camera is going to be on that man. And he's going to have his helmet on. No, he's going to have the earpiece in, and he's going to be walking around like he's a coach, and he's going to look good because he knows the camera's going to be on him. Damn. People are beating up on Russell. Former teammate, a nice guy, a real nice guy. Russell can't catch a break. It's a bad time for Russell's. Russell Wilson, Russell Westbrook. It's a tough time. Russell Westbrook's still not on the team. Anyway, I mentioned his wife. His wife, Ciara. I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying this. Oh, I'm not supposed to. She's from Atlanta. We got the club. Well, we got the World Cup. It's one of the sites, I believe, maybe possibly, Ciara might be helping to promote that. Oh, we'll see. She's been by the radio station here in Atlanta plenty. I've never seen Ciara. Maybe I'll say hello. I have a feeling she might know who I am, and not for a good reason. I think for all the things I've said about Russell, which I have to be honest. Botcher, if I see Ciara, I can't go, hey, why is your husband so fake, right? I can't do that, right?
No, but you can ask her, just pretty please.
Hey, no, no.
Can we get a podcast when he retires? That just ask. Like, hey, what does Russell want to do when he's done? Does he want to do? Like,
she's not going to say any. She's going to say he's focused in on his career right now. Yeah. But she's not even going to answer the question.
Maybe, okay. There's got to be a way to get in with like a leading question. Like, oh, how's the family? How?
Oh, boy. How's your husband dealing with being benched?
Well, no, that's a little tougher for okay. a first right. question.
Okay.
I would right. be like, hey, how's it been with the moving and just going back and forth? Like, that's a nice one. It's like,
my
oh.
husband lost his job is closer to out the league.
Yeah, but then you slowly warm up to being, hey, I know he's this old. Mm. What does he want to do when he's done? Does he want to be just a great father to his kids?
She's going to tell me I'm not here to talk about football with Russell right now. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying no football.
Okay.
Just say, hey, how's life?
Okay.
Heart to heart.
Well, I think her life is good either way. I think both of their lives are good. And that's a good thing. I think he's a good guy. Just act like a human sometimes. Okay, Russell. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, even we're going to come back from break. I'm going to tell you about a guy. Even he acts like a human. He has faults. People beat him up all the time. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast. On the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, a little G'd up sound. Hey, we got the Seminoles and the Cavaliers of Virginia. Well, the Florida Seminoles. It's hot at 14 points apiece. About 3 minutes to go here in the first half. I got that on one screen here in the studio. And then on the other screen, I got on SmackDown and the WWE. But Noah, why is he there? Hey, Bacha, we just talked about Russell Wilson becoming a bad guy.
Yes.
Where's SmackDown at? Noah Lyles is there. Where are they at?
I have no idea. I don't even know what channel SmackDown is on anymore.
Orlando, Florida. They're in Orlando. I guess Noah Lyles lives in Orlando. I guess. Why not? He was showing off his medals sitting in the crowd. Like, I get it. If you're Noah Lyles, do you need to walk around with the medals? He's a showman. He's making money. I guess you do, right?
Yeah, maybe he's going to be connected to a storyline. I know Tyrese Halliburton was and Jalen Brunson was.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't it be – but see, you talk about Russell Wilson being a bad guy. Isn't Noah Lyles a bad guy, too, in America? Or is it just me? Like, he went after all the NBA players, and he's telling everybody, oh, my God, world champions or what? Like, he made himself a bad guy. Wouldn't it be appropriate if he got beat up in the WWE? Wouldn't that be good?
Probably. I think he would need someone to fight him, though, that's also from America. Unless you want to go, I don't know, that's like the reverse of Rocky. But that would be odd. Yeah, Russian
Sylvester. Sylvester Stallone? Oh, okay.
Like a Russian beats an American.
I thought you were talking about The Rock.
Oh, no, The Rock is MIA. Yeah,
he lost weight. He's a pebble now. People call him the pebble. He gained all that. Well, he's big as hell. Was big as hell for that role, and now apparently he lost weight. So I guess he's eating, instead of eating 20 chickens a day, he's down to one chicken a day. It's like, what was it, the Watts last night? What did he say? He eats 5 egg omelets in the morning?
Yeah, it's a 5 egg omelet every morning on top of 2 lunches and then two school lunches. And then 2 dinners. So it's the 2-2-2.
Well, they're in the Hall of Fame, so it worked, right? Well, they're going to be in the Hall of Fame. So I guess it worked. Both of them. Good for them. Good for them, Watts. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We talked a lot of football. Of course, it's Friday. Got college football tomorrow. We got NFL football on Sunday. I just told you about Virginia Tech and all my friends down at Tallahassee with Seminoles. We've had more basketball going on. Well, nobody's playing, but we've had media days. Players are talking to the media. They're getting ready to. The Lakers are going to talk to the media on Monday. We'll hear from the players, but we actually heard from management today. About that, we got Rob Pelinka spoke. J.J. Redick spoke. By the way, J.J. Redick has a contract extension. And last break, we talked about Russell Wilson. How everybody's beating him up right now. Last night, Richard Sherman went after him. It's like, hey, what the hell is the last thing that you ever won with no defense, okay? And then on the other hand, you got Tony Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez is just like, hey, man, I don't want to see you standing on the sidelines with a clipboard. Just go out there and retire. Russell Wilson is about to be 37 years old. He'll be 37 in November. This one guy, he is a human. He's himself. I give him credit. Some people love him. Some people can't stand him. It's LeBron James. Okay? He acts like a human being. He's been himself. He has a personality, whether you like him. He gives opinions, and some people like him. Some people don't. He acts like a human. I mean, people whooping his ass for, getting his son an NBA job, helping his son get into the league. Like, come on, he's a human being, right? We know LeBron James is entering into the final year of his contract with the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers apparently did not tender him a contract extension. Given LeBron's age, they could only extend him by, a 2 years at a time. And it looks like, rightfully so, that they have pivoted towards Luka Doncic. And so, since this has all taken place months ago, now that the season is getting ready to start in a little less than a month, we've heard from management. Rob Pelinka was asked about LeBron James. He's the GM. He's running the Lakers. He said, LeBron is in a contract year. How the heck are you doing this? Do you want him to stay? Why didn't he get a long-term deal? Listen to Rob Pelinka tell you.
The first thing we want to do in terms of LeBron and his future is just give him absolute respect to choose his story with his family in terms of how many years he's going to continue to play. He's earned that right, and he's the best one to talk about that in terms of how many years he'd like to play. But we were very intentional this summer in terms of the pieces we add with Luka and LeBron once LeBron opted in, making sure that they had the necessary pieces around them to be on a really competitive, strong team. And we built into that and for that. In terms of the future, obviously, again, with what I started your question with, first things first would be for him to be able to make the decisions he wants to in terms of how long he wants to play. We're going to continue to honor and respect that and let him speak into that.
I love how he's kind of walking around all this. We want him. You could have offered him a contract. You didn't. You did not. Now LeBron James is trying to play you back. He's just like, oh, I'm in Cleveland. Oh, I'm doing this. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing. LeBron James is not in control for the first time in his career. Doesn't have the leverage. J.J. Redick, the head coach, he just got a contract extension. He talked about LeBron and his mindset, knowing that, hey, the baton has been passed to Luka.
Yeah, I mean, I can handle that. I mean, I talked to LeBron fairly frequently and had two great in-person meetings with him. One, he finally made it out to the Hamptons. So he and I had dinner in Sag Harbor right around free agency, and then was able to spend some time with him here in LA a couple weeks ago. And I came away from that thinking that he's in a great spot mentally, and know he's going to give us his absolute best.
Oh, man, here we go. He's like, I don't have to answer the GM questions. Like, what do you want from me? I don't talk to LeBron about his contract. I just show up and coach the guy. I do what LeBron wants me to do, and I got a contract extension. Thank you so much, LeBron. What is J.J. Redick going to say? And LeBron James, when he speaks to the media on Monday, he ain't going to say nothing either. Nothing. We're not going to get anything newsworthy. He might have a smart-ass remark. Luka may just kind of say, keep things even. We're not getting anything out of this. We've heard the same thing from LeBron. I don't know how much longer I'm going to play. This is my final year here. It could be, it could not be. LeBron is the master of saying nothing unless he wants to. We ain't getting a damn thing out of this. The only thing that LeBron could wake up and say on Monday is I'm retiring at the end of the year. Do I think that's going to happen? Hell no. I don't expect it. I think LeBron will be back. This guy was just in Asia selling shoes in China and selling shoes. The guy ain't going anywhere. Going on a world tour, making more money. LeBron the billionaire, he just sat on a couch the other day, I think on Complex, and said he's broke. Is he a billionaire? He's like, I don't have no money. I got a couple thousand in my bank account. Okay. All right, LeBron. Sure. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know what? When we come back, speaking of international, the NFL has gone international. They continue to go international. I'll explain on the other side. And then I do want to tell you, there's another NBA player. You can say he's an international player, even though he got a medal with Team USA. He still ain't going to play basketball. Like, there's something going on with Joel Embiid. He spoke. Joel Embiid spoke. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Right now, it's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Man, we talked about Russell Wilson, talked about LeBron, got into the Baltimore Ravens, taking on the Chiefs, talked about the Green Bay Packers, led by Michael Parsons, going to Dallas to take on Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. We got into last night's Thursday Night Football matchup. We discussed a lot. College football tomorrow, whether or not we'll see James Franklin and Penn State do a damn thing. It's just a lot that we've gone through. We recently discussed LeBron James. LeBron James and Los Angeles Lakers expected to speak to the media on Monday for their media day. We heard from management today. Didn't say a whole hell of a lot about LeBron and his future and his contract. But we know LeBron is, well, he's going to go play. About to be 41 years old, still playing at a ridiculous level. He's going to go out there. He's going to play some ball. And I don't think this is going to be his final year. We'll see what happens. Now, we know he just came off of this international tour, hanging out in China, selling shoes. Fans are trying to get in his face, getting shooed off of a stage. He's a rock star, LeBron James is. Well, you know what? We had one caller hit us up. I think it was Tom from Maryland earlier in the show. And you can hit us up, too. Here's the number. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And LeBron is an international rock star. But Tom from Maryland asked about the NFL. Whether or not we'd get back to having an NFL Europe. And I'm like, no, man, maybe not in my lifetime. It's going to be a long time. Why do we need to start another league in Europe? The one that we had, it sucked. It folded. I don't think anybody cared. People didn't watch. And sure, the NFL has grown as an international game. We got, what, 7 international games this year? But that doesn't mean that we need to put a stake in the ground and start an entire new league in Europe. We had that. It failed in the 90s. No, thank you. Do international games. Grow the game through flag football. And let's just stop there. But I will tell you, it was announced today that the NFL has had so much success in Brazil, in Sao Paulo. The NFL is trying to double down on Brazil. Roger Goodell dropped the news that we are going to have more and more games in Brazil, okay? We already got the NFL with Rio in 2026. Over the next several years, Brazil is going to have at least 3 games in the next 5. Roger Goodell is like, look, the fans in Brazil, they love the NFL. Listen to what he said on the network.
They're so excited. It's so much fun, and their fans from all over, not just South America, but all over the world here, that came for this game. So, again, we see that growth, and it's clear that this is resonating with people. But the fans are young, they're hip, they're fun, they understand the game of football, they follow it closely with all our media partners here and NFL Network. It's a very encouraging sign.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, right? You want to grow your fan base. Any decent, smart business, anybody half a brain, you want more customers. What's Roger Goodell going to say? Brazil sucks. Remember last year the Eagles went. You had A.J. Brown sitting down at a press conference going, yeah, we're going to Brazil. They told us not to go outside. They said it was dangerous. They said, watch your phone. Man, you can get your phone stolen anywhere. You can get pickpocketed in Europe. Get your pockets tapped in New York City. Go down to Brazil and make it sound like you're just going to get robbed. Well, I mean, you get robbed anywhere. Hey, Bacha, I went to Brazil for the Olympics. I don't know what year it was. 2016? they told me the obvious. They said, hey, don't walk around with jewelry or anything that's going to make you like a target. And I'm just like, man, I'm just going outside. Do I look like I'm from Brazil? Maybe. A whole lot of black people in Brazil. But hey, Bacha, you can walk that. People know when you're not from there. You know what I'm saying?
If you look at things that are just like, if you're not from somewhere, you'd be like, hey, that's a pretty cool building or that's a pretty cool mural sometimes. And that's a sign that you're not from there, or there's like a style to where you walk.
Close.
Or where you
were. Yeah, exactly. Bacha, I had on a raggedy t-shirt, some basketball shorts, and I had on some Chuck Taylors. Okay, and that's like a uniform all over planet Earth. Okay, everybody's wearing the same damn thing all over planet Earth. People wear t-shirts, right? Everywhere you go, people wear shorts everywhere you go. And people wear simple ass shoes anywhere you go. I had on simple ass clothes. I had no jewelry. I didn't have my phone in my hand. I didn't have an earring. I didn't have a chain. I don't wear that anyway. But you could still look at me and go, "This guy ain't from here." Yeah, it was like A.J. Brown just making everybody sweat a little bit. But anyway, the NFL is going back to Brazil. A whole bunch. Good. Let them make some money in Brazil. I don't know where else they're going to, you know, pick up fans. The NFL going to Africa? I don't think so. That's NBA territory. Be careful. NFL is already in Europe. We got this game between the Steelers and the Vikings in Ireland on Sunday morning. NFL is not going to Asia. Let's be real. That is not happening. Australia got rugby. You know, Botch, now that I really think about it, there is nowhere for the NFL. There's nowhere for them to expand outside of South America and Europe. Where else they going?
I would say Canada, but there's already a Canadian Football League. But
this Canada's close enough. Sorry, yeah. To Canada. No, but we ain't thinking about you. Sorry.
Other than that, maybe, well, you could say the Middle East.
Come on.
But that's questionable.
You think the NFL would sell out to the Saudis?
In due time, maybe. I don't think now.
How American would that be, right? The NFL is America's sport, and even the NFL would sell out to the Saudis?
Money speaks. And well,
Tom Brady left. And he argued that he didn't get paid a crap ton of money to do it, I bet.
But either way, they're already doing the flag football there.
Yeah.
That means there's at least some interest in football.
No, some interest in who?
In American football from the Saudis.
The Saudis, what, the one rich guy out there? Like, you think the people, I mean the normal people, the people who have jobs and are probably scared for their lives in a lot of cases, you think the normal citizens care about the NFL?
No, but when maybe they see a Tom Brady or another star, maybe they'll start to watch it.
No, I don't think so. They don't look. They do not give it. You think people around the world care about Tom Brady?
No, but I'm just saying, like, getting exposed to something and you're like, hey, that's interesting. Like,
I don't know
how popular golf was with them.
They don't care. Look, it's not the people in Saudi Arabia. It's not the layman. It's not the guy walking down the street trying to make ends meet. It's the guy that Tom Brady stood next to and said, "This is His Excellency." Okay, it's that guy. The guy writing the checks who says, "Hey, I need to make money in boxing." This is the government. I need to make money in boxing. I need to make money in golf. I need to make money with flag football because I can't buy the NFL. Like, that's where it stands. Like, I don't think anybody in Saudi. If you run up to a guy in Saudi Arabia, some guy driving a taxi, his taxi might be a Lamborghini, and you roll up to this guy and go, "Hey, man, Tom Brady's coming." He look, he go, "Who?" He plays football. He go, "Ronaldo? Neymar?" Like, no, Tom Brady. I don't know who that is, man. I don't know Tom Brady. You going to watch? What is that? Football? Hand egg? No, I'm not doing that. Bacha, they don't care. They don't care about Tom Brady in the Middle East like you don't care about, I don't know. What don't you care about? Let's name something. Go ahead.
Quite a few things. I really don't mind. I really don't like golf. Golf is once every, I don't know, couple years maybe.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, you don't care about some golfer from, I don't know, Japan. Okay. What's the guy's name? Morikawa, right? You don't care about him?
No, but I know his name. It's just...
Yeah, but you, okay, well, I'm trying to find someone that you may not know from overseas. Trying to name just some vague soccer player that you may not know. Anthony Uja, you don't know about it. Do you know where he's from?
Nope.
Yeah, Tony Uja, he's Nigerian. Like, you don't care about the people in Saudi Arabia. Don't care about Tom Brady the way that you don't care about Tony Uja. You don't know who the hell I just named. That's the same way, Basha, the same way. Come on.
Yeah, but I feel like if I'd be like, hey, I'll Google this person or see who it is that there's an event near, you know, and then maybe you start to get into it. Like,
don't overestimate America. We are so isolated over here. We think everything is about us. Because we export it, it has to be it. I mean, outside of music and I don't know, basketball, people don't care about our sport. They definitely don't care about the NFL. Who cares? A bunch of people in Brazil, a bunch of people in Europe. If I'm living in Africa, I'm like, man, well, where's the soccer at? Where's the rugby? If I'm in Australia, I'm going, hey, we got rugby. Why do we need your stupid ass football? Hand egg. Don't care. I don't care. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, there's so much that we're going to get into to close the show. Of course, a few things that took place this day in sports history. And talk more about this international feel. Give you an update on some of these injuries that we discussed. We got a lot more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We care about you.